This is Will's Band of the Week for January 1st, 2023. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and we've got a special edition this week. We kind of had a logistical issue this week with our podcast that we were intending to record. And I thought, you know what? This is great. We actually got some input from listeners and some great music suggestions of some of their favorite music of the year. So I thought, let's do it. We are going to feature music from three of our most dedicated listeners, Jerry, Nick, and Brendan. So Nick and Brendan each sent a top 10 list, so we'll go through those. And Jerry just sent some of his favorite music, and Jerry's is very more obscure and really fun. So we're going to get to this all in just a little bit. But before that, here's a fun thing. Listen to this.
All right, so this is Chris here reporting from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm here with podcast favorite, global podcast favorite, Nicholas Ogburn, who is sitting in front of me as I'm drinking a beer. Nick, what would you have to say about meeting me for the first time?
Well, you look a lot younger in person. You're even nicer in person.
Lies.
And look, I can reach out and I'm actually touching Chris, touching his forearm. He's a real person. Yeah, it's nice to be sitting in the same space, not in different sides of the country.
Yeah, Nick had the idea that we should do a full podcast episode, just kind of go rogue, just like separate, do our own spin-off podcast, leaving the Will's Band of the Week podcast to have nothing to talk about anymore. Since we are basically the stars of the podcast, we're going to unionize and leave the podcast unless our pay gets upped. But yeah, so I'm in Melbourne for 10 days and made it a priority to come see Nick. We're both in the just happened to be vacationing in the same kind of vacation spot, beachy area of Melbourne, where a lot of people come during the summer. And we were able to make it out here for a couple of beers at a nice restaurant in Rye, Australia. But yeah, maybe we'll have some more to report back on later. But that's what we have for now. And yeah, maybe we'll check in later. You never know. But it's great meeting Nick. He's just as nice, just as genuine as you'd think. And I'm mostly saying that because he said nice things about me. but yeah, we're having a good time. So regardless of how this works out, I'll be back on the podcast and I'll have plenty of stuff to say later at a later date. Is there anything else you wanted to fill us in on?
No, but we've got to come up with a good name for our Splinter podcast that's not Chris's Band of the Week.
That is true. That would be pretty lame. But we know where we can go to for a good jingle for that podcast. That's for sure. So, all right, we'll sign off now, and we'll talk to you later here on Nick's Band of the Week.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, is that great or what? Oh, that's so fun when our cohorts can all get together. It's fun. It's great stuff. Okay. Oh, well, let's see. Before we get to the music, one other thing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for the
mailbag!
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 All right, the mailbag award of the year. Are you ready for it? It goes out to our listener, Ginger. Ginger's a male, by the way. He has sent us, I went back in my archives, and he has sent us, I think, like five, at least like five times. At the end of the year, he'll send us a really nice message about how he enjoyed the podcast. And he just sent us another really nice one. So thank you. Pretty sure Ginger's in China. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but you know, we are pretty international. But that is just so great. So thank you so much for that, and I hope you keep listening. We also got a nice Twitter message from a listener named David R. David's been around with us for a long time, too. So great to hear from you, David. He said he loves our end-of-year top 10 specials. So, all right, well, okay, so I mentioned Jerry sent us a list, and I'm going to call Jerry the shoegaze expert, because he's always finding really cool shoegazy bands that I've never heard of and are really good. So I asked him if he had a list. He didn't have a top 10, but he had a whole bunch of music that he just highlighted as his either his favorite music or what he listened to most in 2022. And the first one on this list is very fascinating to me. So there's a band, which I guess is just a guy, one person, called Joetsu Shore from France. And according to Jerry, he put out 133 songs in 2022. Like, basically, if you go to Bandcamp, Joetsu, and then Shore, common spelling, there's like one album per month for the whole year. So, I looked it up. Joetsu is actually a city in Japan, but the guy's from France. So, okay, here's the track that Jerry recommended. It's from an album called 1999, and good to see Jerry's onto this idea that track two is usually the best track. This is number two, Easy Target. That's Joetsu Shore, Jerry's first recommendation. And cool. Wow, what a fun just exploration you can do with that band. I sampled quite a few of the tracks from the various albums, and it's really interesting stuff. All right. So we'll go through a few of Jerry's recommendations. Then we'll do the top tens from Nick and Brendan. So the next track Jerry recommended is the band Automatic. I'm pretty sure Chris and I talked about this on the podcast. We both really liked this album, but it didn't make our top 10. So Jerry's sneaking it in here. Here we go. The band is Automatic. The album is called Excess, and this is New Beginning. It's automatic from Los Angeles. You know, you don't hear those synthetic hand claps very much anymore. They were really popular in the 80s, I think. But they're really fun in that song. Cool stuff. All right. Here's Jerry's next recommendation. The artist is called Mope Burn, and they put out an EP. It's called the Mope Burn EP. Good title. Let's hear a track. It's called Parasina. That's Mope Burn, and let's play the game at home. Guess where Mope Burn is from? Do your imaginary drum roll right now. Melbourne, Australia. Yes. Apparently it's a one-woman project, and she also is the bass player for a band called Flying Colors. So this EP came out in May. 5 songs. There you go. Cool. All right. Next on the Jerry list is a band called Soft Blue Shimmer. And I got this song from a single. I will look up and see if it's on a larger release. But it's the band Soft Blue Shimmer and a song called Cherry Cola Abyss. That's Soft Blue Shimmer from Los Angeles, another LA band. And I did some very quick research as we played that. That song is actually from a 2020 album called Heaven Inches Away. And they just put out another album recently, November of 2022, called Love Lives in the Body. So might want to check that one out. That's Soft Blue Shimmer. Fun stuff. I think Jerry's on a roll. Let's keep it going. We've got a band called Melting Palms. This is fun. Jerry's taking us all over the world. Melting Palms is from Hamburg, Germany, and they put out an album in August of 2022 called Noise Between the Shades. This is Melting Palms, and the song is called Crimson Eye. Melting Palms, the album Noise Between the Shades. This is great. These are under-the-radar selections, and I love it. It's good stuff. All right, we're going to keep on rocking. Here's a band we've actually talked about on the podcast before. I went back and I saw that this band's 2017 album, I think we discussed. I remember Nicholas liking either this album or one of their other albums. The band is Phaser Days, and they're from Christchurch, New Zealand. And this year they had an EP called Break, and it caught Jerry's ear. So let's see if it catches our ears too. Phaser Days, and this is the title track, Break.
I'm just gonna break.
Phaser Days. Man, that is fun. I hope they keep on rocking, because that's great. I'm going to have to listen to the rest of that. The Break EP from Phaser Days from New Zealand. All right. Got three more on Jerry's list. The next one is a band called Crystal Eyes. And once again, Jerry takes us all over the world. And now we are heading to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Which means, what, they should be personal friends of Chad Van Galen? Yeah, something like that. Let's see if this sounds like Calgary. Crystal Eyes is the band. The album is called The Sweetness Restored. And we're going to hear a track called Wishes. That's Crystal Eyes, and the album is The Sweetness Restored. All right. Okay, this is fun. There had to be a way to sneak in some red pants, right? Jerry's a big fan of Jason's band Red Pants, and I love it. It's so cool. And he had this on his list of most listened to tracks, I guess, in 2022, although this is a 2021 release. Technically, we're going to let him get by with it. Got to keep listening to Red Pants, right? So Jerry's pick is from the album When We Were Dancing, Another Haircut. Jason wouldn't sue me for playing the whole track, would he? I don't think so. That would be some great drama, though, if he did. But I guess we'll have to wait and see if his team of guys in suits comes after me. Red Pants, rocking as usual. And Jason is unstoppable. He's just got new stuff he's writing and recording, and just it's going to be fun to hear the next one. Probably in 2023, right, Jason? I think so. All right, we've got one more from Jerry, and this is a band called Catatonic Sons. They are from Allentown, Pennsylvania. So we're bringing it back to the U.S. And they put out an album sometime in 2022. But early in the year, they had a single, and that's Jerry's pick. It's a song called Tangerine Dayglow. Catatonic Sons with their single Tangerine Dayglow. Boy, what a fun bunch of tracks those were. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thanks for staying in touch. Jerry's in touch with us on Twitter mostly, which is cool. It's proof that Twitter can be useful and good. Yeah, that's just great. So I was also very happy to get the top 10 lists from two other listeners, Nick and Brendan. And this is kind of cool. So I'm going to try to do it kind of countdown style, and albums that we haven't featured yet on our end of year specials, we'll play a track from them. So I thought that'd be fun. So we'll go through the list. So Nick at number 10 had the Big Thief album, Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. I think Anurag and I both had that on our list. And then Brendan had Porridge Radio, the water slide, diving board, Ladder to the Sky album at number 10, which definitely was a favorite of mine. And let's see. Then we go to number 9. Nick's got Horse Girl. It's made many appearances on our lists. Absolute podcast favorite. Brendan's number 9. All right, here's one we talked about. David and I talked about it, I think. It hadn't made anybody else's list, so here we go. Brendan's number 9, Joyce Manor, the album 40 Ounces to Fresno. And since neither Nick nor Brendan gave me specific tracks to play, I got to pick them. So here you go. Let's play a track from the Joyce Manor album. This one's called Reason to Believe.
If I'm honest about my confusion,
Joyce Manor. The album is 40 Ounces to Fresno. That is Brendan's number 9 album of 2022. Now we go to number 8. All right, Nick's number 8, Daniel Rossen. He's the guy from the legendary band Grizzly Bear. I say legendary because they were like such an indie rock sensation in, what would that have been? I'm going to risk being wrong and not look this up. But I'm going to say it was like late 2000s, 2007, 2008, something like that. Now we've got a solo album from Daniel Rossen called You Belong There. So here's a track. It's called Shadow in the Frame. Daniel Rossen, the album is You Belong There. That's Nick's number 8. And Brendan's number 8 is The Mountain Goats. And boy, The Mountain Goats, I don't know how many albums they have, but there are a lot of them. And so it's another one of those bands or artists to me that another album comes out and you think, well, yeah, it's another Mountain Goats album. Probably pretty good. I didn't get around to listening to it very much, but here we go. It's Brendan's number 8. I remember it getting some good press. I think our correspondent David liked it. It's called Bleed Out, and let's play a track called Hostages.
May not reflect our station's view. We
The Mountain Goats. That's Brendan's number 8 album of 2022. So that takes us to Nick's number 7. Hater. I'm so glad somebody remembered this album, because I should have gone back and listened, and boy, it was at least a borderline top 10 for me. I thought it was great. The album is called Sincere. And incidentally, Brendan had it at number 11. So I couldn't put it, you know, I'm going top 10 here. So, but yeah, it's Nick's number 7 and Brendan's number 11. Hater. The album is Sincere. I picked a track called Renew Reject. That's Hater from Malmö, Sweden. They put out an album called Sincere in April of 2022. Very cool. Glad somebody recognized that one. Okay, now we are in the category of, we've been talking about this recently. A band that's been around forever. They put out an album and people just ignore it, kind of. Because like, wow, this band's been around for so long, and I don't know if I want to listen to another album by them. And actually, you know, I think, boy, I'm going to put them in, boy, I hope this doesn't offend anybody. I think the same category as the Smashing Pumpkins, right? They put out albums, and they haven't been very, very well received. And so people are kind of ignoring them. Well, this is the Pixies, or maybe it's just Pixies. And maybe, I'm pretty sure this is Frank Black, but not Kim Deal. I'm going to have to verify this. But anyway, they put out an album this year called Doggerel. Not quite the same name as the Fontaine's DC album, Doggerel. yeah, I started going through this after I saw it on Brendan's list, and I thought, you know, it's probably one of those albums that's worthwhile and good to listen to if you take the time. And I found a cool track to play, so let's play it. It's called Dregs of the Wine.
While I prefer the original version of You Really Got Me, she will defer to the Van Halen version. Took the boat to the hacienda. Swimming pools, oh so placid. Saw Red Fox, took a hit of acid. Saw the smile. Queen of Thailand.
There you go. The 2022 Pixies album, Doggerel. And it's kind of funny. I mentioned Frank Black, and then I found a review and called him Black Francis. So I guess he was Black Francis back in the Pixies days, right? Then I always think of him as Frank Black now. Well, anyway, whatever the guy's name is, he's a talented guy. And really, I would have to defer to Chris, who was on a 3-hour podcast analyzing all the Pixies albums. Right, Chris? Did I get that right? Oh, that's fun. All right. The album is Doggerel. Check it out. And Nick's number 6 was the Florist album, the self-titled album. Great one. Glad he mentioned that one. Brendan, number 6 is Wet Leg. So another appearance by Wet Leg. They're living up to the hype, right? To number 5, we've got some podcast favorites. Nick has the dry cleaning album, Stump Work, and Brendan has Soccer Mommy, Sometimes Forever, which, boy, you know, I liked that album, but I had no idea that it was going to be such a mega hit with the podcast crowd. Pretty great, Sometimes Forever, the Soccer Mommy album. And then number 4, here we go. We got the hits coming, and they keep coming. Always. Nick has Always at number 4, the Blue Rev album, which my only criticism is it should have been number 1, but 4, okay, we'll take it. All right, here we go. We mentioned Fontaine's DC, right? The Doggerel album. Well, they put out their 3rd album this year called Skinty Fia, and Brendan has it on his list at number 4. So great. It's an excuse to play a song from that album. They're still going strong. We can't take Fontaine's DC for granted. Let's play Roman Holiday. Fontaine's DC, from Dublin, of course. Their 3rd album, Skinty Fia, and another solid one. And that is Brendan's number 4 album of 2022. And, all right, Nick's number 3. Okay, fun stuff. I know that Jason mentioned liking this band. And I always, whenever I listen to them, I think I should listen to them more. But then sometimes you get behind on a band and you're just like, well, I can't keep up. And it didn't help that they put out an album that's like an hour and a half long. So this is Beach House, and they put out an album called Once Twice Melody. And if I remember right, I think they release it in like pieces, like maybe half of it in late 2021, the other half in 2022, if I'm remembering right. Anyway, so I was kind of going through this and thinking, like, what can I play from this album? How do I select a track from an album this long? And I found a good one. So here we go. This is called New Romance. Beach House. Good to see them continuing to go strong and keep on rocking. The 2022 album was Once Twice Melody, and that was Nick's number three album of 2022. Brendan's number three, here we go, Always, Blue Rev. Way to go. That Always streak is, they're just pretty much unstoppable, aren't they? All right, I love it. We could just have a podcast where we just play that album. Here's the Always album, and I just play it, and then I sign off. That'd be I think it'd be, you know, as good or better than most of our podcasts. Okay. Number two for Nick was The Smile. Another album that we discussed, and band and live performance we discussed quite a bit on the podcast. Radiohead side project. And the album was A Light for Attracting Attention. Great stuff. All right, Brendan's number two. Here's one that's another, like, veteran band with, I guess you don't call it a comeback album, but Chris and I both liked it. And then, I'm talking about Arcade Fire. And then there was, of course, the Wynn Butler allegations. He got himself into some trouble. Had some serious troubles. We'll say personal troubles. But the album, I guess, stands as a solid album, and it was Brendan's number two album of 2022. So let's play a track. This is The Lightning One. Arcade Fire. Brendan's number two album of 2022. How's that for a comeback? Pretty solid effort, I have to say. All right, now this is fun because both Nick and Brendan have number one picks of bands we have played on the podcast but have not featured at all in our end of year specials. So I'm very happy to feature them now. Okay, you got to do this, right? Nick's number one album of 2022. You know what? I wonder if I misspoke. I'm not sure. God, we must have talked about her first album. And some of our correspondents are big fans. And I just can't decide whether I'm really into this artist. But I need to give it another chance. I mean, so many people whose taste I respect really like this artist. This is Wise Blood. And I'm going to say she because, I don't know, I think she's pretty close to a solo artist, right? There's at least like one total focal point, I think, singer-songwriter of, you know, leading the project. But the first album was super highly acclaimed, and the second one came out this year, kind of recently, kind of late in the year. And again, getting just great reviews and So let's play it. It's Nick's number one album. It's called And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. And I picked a track called Grapevine.
The man can't see his shadow. Oh, he can block your sun all day. He can make you small. He has the power to take his love away. 6 hours on the grapevine.
That's Wise Blood. Nick's number one album from 2022. And that leaves us with one more selection. Another podcast favorite, Brendan's number one album, is Camp Cope with the album Running with the Hurricane. Threw me off just a little with the kind of more acoustic and almost a little country-ish kind of influence on it. I was accustomed to the more loud guitar rocking, but nevertheless, it's a solid album, and I liked it, and it's really fun. Brendan has it at number one, so here we go. Camp Cope, the album Running with the Hurricane, and the track I'm going to play is the title track.
I can't get out of this hole I've found. I've seen the light, it's not going out. She talks me up, I bring myself down. Comparing the best parts of you to the worst in myself. I get sorry for thinking about bottom. I can show you around. There's no other way to go. There's no other way to go. Look out, boys, I'm on fire and I'm not going down.
That's Camp Cope. And that is the end of 2022. All roads lead back to Melbourne, Australia. At least this road does. And it was a great year. We We'll definitely have one more top 10 special, and we've already got some bands queued up, some new stuff queued up and ready to rock. So, oh, this is exciting stuff. So I just want to thank so much Jerry, Nick, and Brendan for giving us your input. And this is, you know, it's fun to hear, like, just a different compilation of music than we've played, and you know, some stuff in common with us. And then Jerry had all this great shoegaze stuff. Oh, just all great, so fun. All right, thanks everybody. Stay in touch. Hopefully, 2023 will be another excellent year. Send us email at willsband@yahoo.com, or Twitter is good. I mean, it's not necessarily good, but it can be used for good. Let's say that. All right. Keep on rocking. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.